Thank you, Al, for the beautiful music today. I didn't know you've been here since 1986. Wow. And also Raymond, our guest organist, thank you for being here. Do you know what a homonym is? Homonym. A small short sermon? No. Homonyms are words that have the same spelling and the same pronunciation, but have different meanings. So, like the word date is a homonym. Date is a fruit you eat, and today's date is January 4th, 2014. Can you believe it? What are some other homonyms you can think of? Crane is a bird. It's a machinery that lifts heavy objects. And Pastor Mike cranes his neck at the pulpit when he gets excited. Children love to play in the leaves, and they don't like it when their father leaves for work. Same word, same spelling, same pronunciation, different meanings. One more. Light. Right. Right is another thing. You were right to take the right turn. There's a whole bunch of them in the English language. Sometimes slangs take homonyms to a new level. Did you know that the word bad doesn't always mean bad? Like when Michael Jackson sings, "You know I'm bad. I'm bad, you know it." What does he mean that he's really bad? No, he's actually saying, "You know I am awesome. You know I'm the man," etc. Bad, I'm bad. The word sick. Did you know that sick doesn't always mean gross or ill? Especially when young people say, "That's sick," don't get offended. Because they might mean to say, "That's awesome, that's so cool, that's sick." I just don't understand. Do you think there are some homonyms in the Bible? Yeah, you would think. The passage for today, I think, has a couple of homonyms. And I want you to figure out if you can detect what those words are, okay? Philippians 2:12. Today's sermon is a continuation of last week's. And try to figure out if you can detect the homonyms in these short verses. Philippians 2:12-13. It says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." What could be a homonym here? Huh? What do you think? How about the word fear? Is fear something good or bad, usually? Bad. How about in this passage? Is it something good or bad? It's something good. It's something that we need to have, we need to do. It says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Does God want us to be a people with much fear in our hearts? No. So when it says, have fear, do you think that means something else than what we usually mean? Yeah, I think so. I think fear is a homonym. But how can fear be good? I mean, it's one of the worst things in life, I think. Fear makes us anxious. It makes us worry. It stifles us. It makes us weak. Fear is traumatizing. One of my good friends talks about how he became traumatized when he was a little boy being dropped off at daycare. What his mother would do is she would leave him and say, I'll be right back, and would never return until the end of the day. And this happened every day. And every day, this, you know, two-year-old boy was wondering whether his mother was going to ever come back. And he thinks that the reason that he's so paranoid as a grown-up is because of that. He's been traumatized by the fear of wondering, has mommy left me? Fear is terrible. You know, fear can cause stress, and stress is terrible for your health, apparently. Prolonged stress can cause serious illnesses, right? So how can fear be something good? You know, in another Bible passage, it really talks about fear as something terrible. 1 John 4:8 says this. Let me just read it to you. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So should we fear? No. And yet, Philippians 2 says, have fear. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So what do you think fear could mean in this instance? Huh? Anybody? Reverence, respect, realization of the gravity in dealing with spiritual things. It doesn't mean to be afraid. It doesn't mean to be anxious and stressed. No, it's just talking about the seriousness of walking in this path and following Christ. Now, can you think of another homonym in Philippians 2? What do you think? Therefore, my friends, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So fear is a homonym. It means something different here. How about salvation? Do you think that could mean something different here? I suspect that it is, because the Bible seems to indicate that God is the one who saves, which was my point last week. How much of saving do we as humans participate in? This is a quiz. How much of salvation, as we typically understand the word to mean, do we get involved with? How much of saving, how much of a savior are we? Is Jesus mostly the savior of the world and we are partly the savior? Is that how it works? No, we're not savior at all. Remember, we are drowning in the ocean of sin, unconscious. And God does all of the saving. So when it says, work out your salvation, do you think that salvation means the same thing? We get into trouble when we don't realize that there are homonyms in the Bible. When we interpret fear to mean the same thing every time, we can only conclude that there are discrepancies in the Bible. Philippians 2:12 seems to disagree with the rest of the Bible, which says, do not fear. And it seems to disagree with the rest of the Bible, which says Jesus is the Savior, because in this passage it says, you do the work of salvation. And because we have misinterpreted this passage, there is much confusion in Christianity. There's a group of people that says, no, we do nothing for salvation. God is the one that saves. And there's another group that says, but what about Philippians 2:12? Which says, work out your salvation. If you interpret the word salvation to mean the same thing every time, the Bible is not agreeing. The Bible passages do not always agree with each other. And that's one of the arguments of non-Bible believers. They constantly point out to us that the Bible is contradicting itself. And they are right. If we continue to interpret the word salvation to mean the same thing every time in the Bible, they are right about what they say about us. We are contradicting ourselves. God saves completely, but make sure you save yourself. How does that make any sense? So, let's come to the conclusion. It is a short sermon after all. Huh? What could salvation mean? By the way, there's a poster I saw of a giant cross working as a bridge between earth and heaven. And in this poster, it's an evangelistic poster, and there are people walking on this giant cross from earth to heaven. If you saw that poster, what would you think? Wow, how nice that Jesus, the cross is the bridge that fills the chasm between us and God. How wonderful it is that Jesus is the highway we walk on to get to heaven, right? How nice. Is that the true depiction of salvation? It is not. That is terrible, because it is saying that Jesus, the cross is the bridge, and we have to work to get to heaven on it. We are the ones that are walking on this cross. We are on this narrow path, as the Bible says. The narrow is the gate, and difficult is the path, and we have to work out our salvation to get to heaven. That is not the gospel of good news at all. And that is not what Philippians 2 is saying. It is not saying, make sure you work hard to save yourself. That is not the message of Philippians 2:12. So, what do you think it is then? What is the message? What is the different meaning of this homonym? What is the working out of salvation? What kind of salvation is this? So apparently there is a certain type of salvation that we work on, but this is not the same salvation as heaven. What is this salvation then? What does it mean? Healing? We heal ourselves? Grace? We work on grace. Remember, the word is, we are doing this. We are working out this, whatever salvation is. What is it? Huh? There is something that already happened by the Lord, you said. That is absolutely correct, in that salvation is all God's thing. One definition of salvation. This salvation is something else. If God justifies us, even while we are yet sinners, He saves us while we're still unconscious in our sin, then that's one salvation. The other salvation is we are sanctified. Sanctification is the work we do, is the salvation that we participate in. Jesus says it this way. He says, there is the kingdom of God that has begun in you already. So if you think the kingdom of God is heaven, you would be confused by that statement. What? No, heaven is not here yet. This is just still awful world, awful life. God says, no, no. There are two different types of kingdoms. We call it the kingdom of glory when Jesus comes, and we call it the kingdom of grace, which is the kingdom that has begun already when we accepted God into our lives. There is salvation that happens when Jesus comes. There is salvation that is already begun within us, and in that salvation we work on. That for that salvation we work hard with fear and trembling, not to be afraid, but with seriousness, understanding that this is no joke. This following of Christ, becoming his disciples, is serious business. And with gravity, we make the decision. Romans 2:12 says, renew your mind. You make up your mind to do this, to make yourselves as living sacrifices. So what am I saying? Is that clear as mud? There is the kingdom of God that begins when Jesus comes. There is the kingdom of God that has already begun, that is in your heart. For the kingdom of glory, eternal life, we do nothing. God has already taken care of that for us, praise God. But for the kingdom of grace, life on earth, we have much to do to become like God. But here is the icing on the cake, all right? Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Even for the salvation in this life, even for sanctification, God is the one who works in us. Say amen. Amen. He does all of the justification, if we allow him, he also does the work of sanctification with us. We are not left alone to struggle on our own. The work of translating love and grace into our daily living is difficult, yes. It takes much seriousness and intentionality to follow Christ closely. But even that part, God is the one who works in us to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. May this be the life we live in 2014. May we no longer live in fear and worry, being insecure about our destiny. Trust God in his power to save. He is powerful enough to save a hopeless sinner like me. He is big enough to cover the darkest sin in your heart. Believe that God can save you. Be confident that he has saved you. And knowing that, now may we continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Amen.